this is the Last Cast podcast. I'm Jamie Maness.
Another person is Matthew Bay.
We have George,
aka
Banjo Motion.
Follow me on Instagram
at Banjo Motion.
And there's like some motion on the banjo.
Yeah. All one word, lowercase, as you'd expect.
We're gonna see if we can catch anything. I don't know. I mean, we'll probably get somebody's gonna catch something.
So I wonder how I can link this stuff into my banjo. I just like the banjo motion stuff is a good time, but I don't know, like banjo motion goes on a fishing trip.
Can we go this one?
Yeah, there's like there's a little at the down there. There's a way in. There's a bit of poison ivy, so be careful.
Yeah, I hit that in my yard.
That's great.
I mean, like, all the buses are awesome. Like, walk up to the corner, like, about a block and a half from my street, and be downtown in, like, 10 minutes on the number 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you again?
In Vargas in Montpelier.
Oh, okay.
Vargas and Riverside around there.
Yeah.
And this this railing isn't actually attached to anything. So keep an eye out for that.
So George said he's gonna go run some errands. He's out.
Oh, he's out? Okay.
Said he's got to go do some stuff.
He what?
He said he has to go do some stuff.
Oh, okay.
There he is.
Yeah. 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 Do you see anything? Do you see anything? Any fish? Do you see any fish? Do you see any fish? Yeah, I think we should move on. You're right, it's getting higher. I might come back like maybe it'll come like before work with the pole spear. Snag some shad and then like see what they taste like.
My dad ranks him among the greediest fish.
Well, that's why I should catch him.
Oh, hey, I mean, if that's your jam, yeah.
I've got a top 10 list of greasy things. Chad's number 11 on greasy things in general, right after actual grease.
See, that's why I like when you go to a sushi restaurant, you get mackerel.
Uh-huh.
It's really oily and fishy tasting.
Or the,
it's awesome.
Or what's that Escalar?
No, that is a some kind of white fish. I don't know what the
answer is. Yeah, it's slippery. This is a good part. I should have brought my felt wading boots. What's wrong with me?
This seems all right. I wonder if we could use this as a little.
Yeah, I think like if we get kind of like over by the main channel and just like wade along the shore.
Yeah.
Just kind of like take our time.
Yeah.
Spend some time hip deep in water. Try and put a little bit of space between us and the dam.
Is the only out the secret beach down there?
No, I mean we can get up on the beach. Whoa. We can get up on shore anywhere on that side. It's all public land.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's going to be some thick woods in a lot of places, but there's paths through all of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. all the mics on. For you against me.
Whoa. Oh yeah, you'd have to pay Lips Incorporated a royalty.
I run for public office, they'll say, excuse me, sir, did you violate copyright while in the middle of a river?
Are you whistling Funky Town? What a
company.
You have other plans for today?
Yeah, I got Amber Nefidel, yes, I'm mentioning you once again on the podcast and making you self-conscious, Amber.
Hi, Amber.
Hi, Amber. Matthew says hi. She just moved into her own apartment, and I just got a bunch of stuff redone in my house, so I'm going to give her, I've got an extra couch that's actually in pretty good shape that I'm going to give her, and an IKEA coffee table. Yeah, it's, you know, it's no Greg Shakes, but it's not like a total piece of crap either. You know, whatever else she thinks you could use. So I'm going to do that. And also just continue moving in.
Sure. Oh, yeah, you still have stuff outside?
Nothing, like, valuable or anything like that. I mean, that is some trouty-looking water right there.
Right, isn't it? It's, like, all, like, clear and beautiful.
I mean, we're on a section here of the Colorado River. Matthew, that's Longhorn Dam up there, right?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. And the one at Redbud, that's Tom Miller?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I can't tell. I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then the one for Lake Travis is Mansfield?
Yeah. We caught a couple of fish at that Mansfield trip. That was a long time ago. That was an early trip. Chad was on that one.
So I read this Do 512 article about fishing spots around Austin, and they said that, oh yeah, you should go to Lake Bastrop, and then they're like, it's a state park, and I'm like, oh my god, they don't know what they're talking about.
Oh my god.
I was looking for like a comment section so I could rip them one, but they don't have one specifically because they know how wrong they are.
Hey, all right, finally.
What'd you get?
It's a little puppy.
Oh, nice. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, take a picture. Current is getting rougher.
Yeah, it is. Really feel it pulling on you.
Yeah, let's get out of Secret Beach.
Alrighty.
Or thereabouts, unless you really wanna. I don't think there's anything like on this side really.
I'm cool with that. I mean, I'm kind of surprised I caught that puppy. That was alright.
You're the only one with the fish in the hand, man.
Get a picture of him. That's right, listeners, your insatiable thirst for content will be satiated. Wonderful picture of a largemouth.
We're only two men. Trying to do something special here, but, you know, we do what we can.
Say again?
Pretty small lure back on.
Yeah. Minimum limitations. If anybody's interested in trying to fish the Colorado River, it's always a little bit of a gamble as far as where you're going to be able to find water, but as a general rule, the fish tend to hang close to the bank on either side in slack water, ideally next to some moving water, if you can find that. And That seems to be what's working. I caught that little guy on a two and a half inch floating Rapala, a Stone Cold Classic, one of my favorite lures. It's a great finesse lure. I've caught all kinds of stuff on it. This one's in Fire Tiger, so it's bright chartreuse on the side with blaze orange on the bottom and green on the top with stripes. It doesn't look like anything. Alright.
Last stretch.
That's right. Last stretch, ladies and gentlemen. We got here.
Back into some
cool water.
It's
about 11:15.
About the right time frame for you?
Huh?
About the right time frame for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not on any, like, strict thing. In fact, I'd be into some lunch if you're into that.
Oh, yeah. I'm into lunch.
Man, that trash can plate. All right, Austin listeners. Austin listeners, if you ever get to go to CC's Food Trailer, it's on East 7th Street. They have a thing called the New York City Garbage Plate. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why everybody isn't as into it as we are.
It's everything you love.
Yeah, all right. I'm a little bit sad that we didn't get to experience it together
for
the first time, but I am glad that you got to experience, and it's like, it's not open all the time when we're fishing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So.
No, that was one of those days when, like, I could only, like, I had to get up really early to get out of the house so the guys could do the tile.
Oh, okay.
And,
like, it's not too far from you.
Right, and I was like, oh, man, I just need to, and, you know, they very nicely set up my bed in the middle of the whole house.
Oh, the little puppy was chasing that and did not commit.
Where, So I, yeah, I had to sleep in my dining room and set my computer up, was watching some stuff, and I had the garbage plate. Oh, it was great.
You should describe it for the listeners.
Okay, basically, here's what we got. It's got macaroni. I don't think it has macaroni and cheese.
I think it's macaroni and cheese.
Okay, so we got macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Get it with three meats. Mm-hmm. Because then you get macaroni and cheese. It's covered with sausage, like, you know, crumbled up sausage. Mm-hmm. And then hamburger patties.
Mm-hmm.
And then split hot dogs that have been cooked.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe ketchup, mustard, and mayo just kind of all over it.
Yeah. Wasn't there, like, also, like, tater tots or something?
There are home fries in it.
Home fries. Yeah.
But tater tots would be a wonderful thing to put in.
If listeners want to make some of that at home.
Yeah. It really does look like the kind of thing that, you know, some kids who wound up in detention, you know, vice principal's like, look, you guys haven't had anything to eat for the last, you know, 12 hours. I really need to give y'all some beer. Just eat this.
I'm legally entitled to give you some food.
Yeah.
This is what was left over at the school cafeteria.
Yeah.
Just, oh, God damn it.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah.
The woman working the trailer said, well, thanks for coming by. You're about to have something different. I'm like, all right. I think she was a New Yorker as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently one of our friends of the podcast, Julie, she said that she's had it before.
Oh, really?
And she said she was not particularly excited about it.
She wasn't that excited?
Oh, yeah, she's like, something like that.
Huh.
I don't know what's up with that.
She usually is, like, full blast into shit like that.
I think
that.
She said once is enough. And I can kind of see that. You should do it at least once. So.
But, you know, we've been to J.P. Bomber's multiple times.
That is true, we have.
If only Matt Agorda had a J.P. Bomber's. Oh, and a plan for exterminating hard-head catfish.
The final solution was a hard-head catfish.
was every bit as offensive as you think.
I never caught catfish in the surf in North Carolina. That must be a Gulf thing.
It's apparently in something that happens in like Florida too.
Really?
Yeah. So the thing with the hardhead catfish, I was reading up on them.
Yes.
They are. Oh yeah, I think I actually sent you the article that said that they.
Oh, that they taste good.
Yeah, that they taste good, and that they are not particularly fecund, or like they only have like 24 babies a year.
Wow.
Which they brood individually in the shallows.
Wow.
Because they are lovely parents.
Look at that.
There we go.
All right. All right. Pup. Yep.
Fine, all right. Give him my hand. Oh, there's another pup right behind him.
Oh, crap.
What? I was about to say, no fishing losers, and I'm glad I didn't say that, because it was not true.
That was 3/4 of a cat.
All right. So this is the Colorado River weighted fish edition of That Wasn't That Bad.
Yeah. And it wasn't that bad.
No.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of this expedition, it was basically an excuse to get wet and cool in this heat.
Yeah, and it was actually very nice. There were times, the way I still don't quite understand the economics behind the water releases, but the water gets released from the Lady Bird Lake, which is just a section of the course of the Colorado River.
It's really more being released from Lake Travis at the Mansfield Dam, and then it kind of trickles down.
Oh, okay.
Because Lady Bird Lake is a constant level.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it's like if it's just like that, they're opening up the Mansfield Dam, and it's like, you know, I don't know, it could probably take like half a day for all that to trickle down here, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
But it makes the fishing experience challenging, a little nerve-wracking, because, you know, everything's fine, and then the current's pulling on you harder in your, where there weren't deep spots, there are deep spots, and you just kind of have to feel your way through that.
Yeah, and you're always looking over your shoulder for the rushing wall of water. Like
Moses style.
Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, God, I didn't mean to persecute your people. Yeah.
When you took the form of a bush, you told me to do this.
So, yeah, it's, man, my new rod has managed to get itself super beat up.
Oh, man.
I'm, like, down to, like, the dregs of the line.
Yeah.
Broke the tip off.
Crap.
Yeah. But, I don't know, it's still working. Whatever. Yeah. It's not making that awful creaking sound that the other one was.
Yeah. But I caught one little small one. You had, like, five probably on that all flipped off, but it seemed like the only thing I saw were like seven, not even seven, it's probably like little 6-inch fingerling bass running around.
Yeah, it's like, and that's what it was like when we were here with Chad, that back in the early days of fishing team,
mm-hmm.
It was like, there was like a whole bunch of puppies, but nothing big.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel that's how this river is until you get down, like, past, like, a mile past the Montopolis. Really? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Because, like, I've never caught anything of any size, like, above that.
Yeah.
So it's just been puppy bass. Not even, like, sunfish, really.
No, that's very weird, yeah.
And then the, like, that part under the dam, we've not cracked that.
No.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going on in there.
It's like, I swear to God, I swear to gosh, that, like, a couple of times in the past week, I've stopped on the sidewalk overlooking the dam.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, had, like, a breakfast kolache, and was, like, looking over the edge, and there was so many fish down there.
There was one that was, must have been a albino tilapia.
Yeah.
There was some buffalo and like schools of either buffalo or carp.
Mm-hmm.
And looked like a few bass too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I need to come back here with the pole spear and try and get some of those gizzard shad.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, they want it.
Oh, yeah.
They're just hanging out there.
Yeah, just going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Almost touching wall to wall like they're doing calisthenics or something.
Yeah.
And they don't even seem to be eating the bait fish that are hanging around them. This sort of bait cloud. They're just...
No, they don't do that. Yeah, they're like... They eat something because they're always like pretty big and like pretty healthy.
Yeah.
But usually it's like, yeah, there's always so many of them. Like they say that they'll take frozen peas on tiny hooks. But
how do you fish that? That's kind of crazy. You tried it once, right?
Yeah, I tried it at
Somerville,
yeah, where there's also dam-based clouds of shad and nothing took.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I do have that bow fishing setup that we've never used. Because somebody's like, oh, I don't like murdering fish just for my own pleasure. I like to just release them unharmed after we've had a little moment together instead of just stabbing them with, like, huge arrows.
I'm clearly the Stephen Morrissey of this organization.
So.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm just like, now I got this fish with a big hole I shot in it. What am I going to do now? I don't know.
Throw it on the bank and let it rot like everybody else.
The Somerville Spillway in July and August is surely a vision of hell.
up until we figured out the pattern for the buffalo.
Oh yeah.
Then it was heaven.
Yeah. A weird low, blisteringly hot section of heaven.
Yeah, that's on the list too. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And there's like
I'd go to Snow's again. I know you don't like waiting in line, but
yeah.
I don't know, man. That pork shoulder I got there.
No, we should go to the one in Brenham. That's also on the top 50.
Oh, really? What is that?
Truth Barbecue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I looked at the pictures online recently, and it looks like they've got home-baked bread.
Right, that's cool. Do you remember that one place we went to? It was in San Marcos. We pulled over. It was one of our, I don't know if it's Guadalupe.
The Hayes. Yeah, Hayes Barbecue.
Yeah,
that barbecue. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's another top 50.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've marked down all the top 50 barbecues within reasonable driving range. They're all on my Google Maps.
Yeah. Next trip we'll have a barbecue report. I think that could be a nice crossover.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But if you want to get in touch with us. You can send an email to @lastcastpodcast. Is that it? @lastcastpodcast.
@lastcastpodcast or @jamie@lastcastpodcast.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want.
Yeah.
@lastcastpodcast.com. Yeah.
If you want to hear some more funny stories and kind of comedy bits, I actually was kind of embarrassed. I found out recently it was a children's podcast, but I was like, hey, I love these stories. It was really fun. And that this week in the multiverse, as Matthew reading some of the stories and playing some plays of parts, some characters. And if you want to see some music, I'm playing next Tuesday night, the 19th of June, at Carousel Lounge in the band Tejas Nights. And later in the summer, around the Hill Country, a country band. Dead Random, I play pedal steel and guitars for those dudes. And is there any other
If,
the Instagram or something?
Yeah, we got an Instagram at LastCast Podcast. Yeah. Also, be sure to be sure to like leave a review for us on iTunes or whatnot.
Right.
Oh, you know what we didn't talk about? Didn't talk about Lake Walter E. Long. And the threat of it being drained.
Yeah, that's actually this is a late in the podcast thing. There.
Yeah.
Excuse me. There's some sort of master plan where they're talking about draining all of it or almost all of it.
Essentially, here's the thing. Yeah. The lake is there only as a
to make the plant go.
Yeah, only to cool the plant or cool the steam turbines for the plant. Which is why a lot of,
is this fire up?
Oh, no, this is broken off. I'm going to go the other way.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's why we have, like, a lot of, like, power plant lakes, like Lake Calaveras, Fayette, and Bastrop.
Right.
But Austin is going to phase out that power plant as we're going to renewable energy resources. I think that also, I think we're going to go this way.
All right.
But so once that happens, that the energy company is going to abandon the lake, and most of the, or apparently some indeterminate amount of the lake level is provided by pumping water up from the Colorado River.
Huh.
And nobody could tell me what the costs were.
Yeah.
Or
you mean
or how much of it was?
That's part of the cost of like having Lake Long is they have to maintain a certain level of water pumped from the Colorado to cool the turbine.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's like Lake Walter E. Long is essentially Decker Creek dammed up. Mm. Decker Creek ain't nothing. There's hardly any flow through that at all.
Yeah.
Definitely not enough for like such a large lake.
Yeah.
So like maybe there's like rain events that would like fill it up a lot, but
yeah, few and far between in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the one of the plans is like essentially there would only be like a pond and like some wetlands where there used to be one of the biggest lakes in Texas.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, we might be a little bit lost here, so we'll have to figure it out.
Yeah.
But something to keep in mind. There's a survey that people can take online with the city. I'll post it with this podcast.
Right.
So people can do what they need to. Let's go this way. All right.
So for the LastCast podcast, we're never going home.
We're never going home.